While many families hope to finish the later years of life with peace and unity, the reality is that some families reach the final season carrying unresolved tension, old wounds, or difficult conversations that were never addressed. In this video, we will look at several common pitfalls that prevent families from finishing well, and what families can do differently. The first pitfall is avoidance. Many people avoid conversations about legacy, reconciliation, or final wishes because they feel uncomfortable or emotional. Parents may avoid these conversations because they do not want to think about death. Adult children may avoid them because they do not want to appear pushy or insensitive. But avoidance often creates confusion later. When families never talk about important matters, misunderstandings and conflict can arise after a parent passes away. Gentle, early conversations can reduce this confusion and bring peace. The second pitfall is unresolved bitterness. Some families carry hurts that go back many years. A parent may feel unappreciated. A child may feel misunderstood. Siblings may carry jealousy or resentment. When bitterness remains unaddressed, it often grows stronger over time. Hebrews 12:15 Webb warns, "Looking carefully lest there be any man who falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you." Bitterness can damage not only one relationship, but an entire family system. That is why forgiveness and reconciliation, where possible, are so important in later life. The third pitfall is leaving unfinished business. This can include practical matters such as unclear documents, but it can also include emotional or relational matters. Parents sometimes assume their children already know what they believe or how they feel. Children sometimes assume they will have time later to ask questions or say important words. But life does not always provide that opportunity. Speaking gratitude, forgiveness, and blessing while there is still time is a powerful act of love. The fourth pitfall is leaving chaos instead of clarity. Sometimes families avoid planning because they assume things will work themselves out. Unfortunately, that often leaves children trying to make difficult decisions during grief and stress. Clear communication, basic preparation, and honest conversations can reduce this burden. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal advice. Families should consult qualified professionals for specific legal or financial guidance. But the relational and spiritual preparation belongs to the family. If you are the parent, one of the greatest gifts you can give your family is clarity and peace. If you are the adult child, one of the greatest gifts you can offer is patience, respect, and encouragement toward honest conversations. Finally, remember that finishing well is rarely about perfection. It is about humility. It is about speaking truth kindly. It is about choosing peace where possible. And it is about trusting God with the final chapter of your life story. What not to do? Do not wait for a crisis to address important family matters. Do not allow bitterness or pride to prevent reconciliation. Do not assume others know what you believe or feel without saying it. Do not leave important spiritual, relational, or practical matters completely unspoken. Instead, take small steps toward clarity, peace, and blessing, because the final chapter of life can become a powerful testimony of faith, grace, and love.